Now, fan favourite and my personal favourite person ever on Dancing with the Stars, present company included, Kevin Dundon. His journey came to an end on Dancing with the Stars last night. His attitude, his enthusiasm, it all shone through. But I think what is going to stick on all of our minds is that Shrek outfit forevermore. Good morning, Kevin and Rebecca Scott. You're very welcome
Good
to the show.
Morning.
I dressed fully in green. I've got a green top on. This is for you.
I know, I'm
for
so
Shrek.
Impressed.
And so is Rebecca.
I clearly got the memo as well.
We were in cahoots last night. It was
yes,
totally
absolutely.
Fine. How are you both feeling this morning?
Yeah, really good.
Oh, great.
It's been an amazing 9 weeks. Nine weeks, lads.
Nine weeks.
Unbelievable.
And sorry, that's 9 weeks on the television.
Yes.
You have an extra
yes.
like 5 weeks before all that.
I know.
Yeah,
so five. I don't even know anymore. I don't even remember when we started.
Do you remember life without Kevin Dundon and Rebecca?
No. And you know what? Don't want to.
No, not in the slightest. Kevin, it is Shrek. So safe to say, Shrek. Oh my God. So good. But it's safe to say that you completely embodied everything that was Dancing with the Stars. And I would imagine that you really enjoyed the experience. But initially, when you were signing up, did you know what you were signing up for? Like, did you think like that you were going to love it as much as you did?
No, I knew there was going to be a commitment. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize how big of a commitment it is, like 7 hours a day. Like,
yeah.
For weeks and weeks and on end.
All day, every day.
Yeah. And yep. then just kind of embodying what they say, okay, you're going to be dressed up as Shrek this week. And they kind of slowly brought me into it and they said, you're going to, and then suddenly, yeah, we're going to put a bit of makeup on you. And then suddenly there was a makeup artist there putting a big kind of prosthetic over my head. And that went on at 9 o'clock in the morning to 9:30 that evening. And the heat of it.
I know. It's like an insulation in your head.
Couldn't release from your head. So it's like, I was taking my shoes off.
So funny.
Trying to get the heat going on my feet. and then the laugh was, like, we had that dance down pat. Right?
Yeah. And this is his biggest bugbear of the series, I think.
No.
Because I stepped off on the wrong foot. And I turned that, like, live on. Like, good job the mics weren't on. Because I said, I've lost it. I don't know where I am. I said, Shrek's about to go rogue.
I was, like, looking at him. His eyes were going wider and wider. And he was going, Rebecca, I have no idea where I am. And I was like, okay, we're just going to roll with it. It's fine. But no, honestly, that week. But you did say to me beforehand, I said, they will dress you up as Shrek. And he was like, nah. And I was like, no,
no,
Kevin,
they will.
They really will.
I think one of my favourite moments on telly ever was A, you and Shrek, but B, you and Jennifer Zamparelli when she went to touch your nose.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That was your favourite joke of the day, though. You were obsessed with it. Obsessed.
Well, I thought the ballroom, the walls, I loved the walls.
Mm. Yeah. Like, you did. You were really comfortable in the ballroom
dances.
Yeah,
really, really good.
Yeah.
And I just felt that we kind of really got into that.
Yeah.
It was such
an
emotional song as well.
Mm. Like, oh, massively.
Beautiful piece of music.
Beautiful,
yeah.
Beautiful piece of music. I never heard it before.
No.
Oh, but look, you just put, for an emotional song, there was still so much joy coming out of you.
Yeah.
And Rebecca, this is your first year on the Irish Dancing with the Stars.
It was indeed, yes.
What a year to kick off.
Oh,
like,
I know, right?
Did you have any idea what you were signing up for?
I mean, yes and no. Like, I know how the show works.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a dancer. You sort of see a lot of it. But, you know, the show was so much more than you could even imagine. Yeah. All the people, everyone involved behind the scenes, etc. But I mean, to have this man next to me, I mean, I couldn't have had more fun and joy and energy. Oh no, I knew. They show you a picture, right?
Yeah,
when they give you your celebs, they show you a picture. And I looked at your face and this massive grin and I was like, we're going to have a great time. So no, we were right, you know? So
my personal favourite thing that you did the entire way through was every single time that the scores came out in the leaderboard. Oh my God, no, it's fair. Wow!
it was the very first time he did it, I lost the plot. And then every week, I just waited for it. I was like, 3, 2, 1, there it is.
And I mean, you weren't bottom of the leaderboard every week.
True.
And we got a cheer then too.
Yeah. From the bottom.
Yeah.
I
don't worry, I had an entire celebration party for that. Like, I was absolutely buzzing for Easter, I was. Kevin, after 9 full weeks on the show, like, do you feel like much fitter and like healthier after it? After you lie down,
I
suppose.
Lost a lot of weight. I think the weighing scales hasn't really changed much, but you totally get toned,
yeah,
and your clothes fit you a lot better. But I just feel healthier overall. Like,
That's the very, very intense cardio for you.
And this last week, like, oh, we had a Charleston, and then Footloose was intense as well.
Yeah, it was like,
so it's like a double whammy.
Let's talk about the team dance for a second, because we absolutely delighted that you made it as far as team dance.
Yeah.
That was my favourite part. It's my favourite part of Dancing Stars every single year, because I love seeing how competitive everybody gets, but also you get to buddy up with people, and you're not just by yourself.
Yeah.
And we were with Jack and Katie.
Oh, we had a great time. But it was utter chaos. That first day of doing it, it was just like...
It was so much going on.
7 hours together the first day.
Oh, God.
And we had to nail the routine on the first day, because they had to send through a director's tape.
Yeah.
And it's like, we got it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Rebecca. Yeah.
No. No. I mean that genuinely. I swear to you. Honestly, the first couple of weeks, let's just say the steps going into the brain... was a challenge. Should we say that, Kevin?
I can't remember.
It's
too far away. I don't remember any of that.
I keep saying to Rebecca, she always lives in the past.
Yeah.
I always live in the future.
Okay, you got to look forward.
He always says it. He's like, you need to live in the present. I'm like, Kevin, you're talking about the past that happened 2 seconds ago because you did the step wrong. You don't want me to tell you what you did wrong, but I have to so that you can do it right. And he's like, no, live in the present. I'm like, well, all right, but you got to examine the past so your future can be better, okay?
Obviously I want to talk about like other highlights in the show for you. You're a dedicated dance week to your wife. Yeah, oh Kevin. My God. Sorry. Did that have everybody like in tears and also like laughing? Because it was brilliant. It was Let's Dance. It was Bowie. You the mullet. You recreated your photos with your wife. Oh my God. I was crying laughing at that. And then I was crying because I was so invested in it. Like, how was that for you?
Yeah. Catherine is an amazing woman, and you don't get an opportunity really to speak about the person you love the most and on that sort of level.
Kevin,
and
I'm going to cry again, so just
I know. And she's the rock of our family, and she's brilliant. And it was just it was lovely to do it. Yeah. And the song, we chose it together, which was nice. And all those years ago in Blinkers, yellow jumpsuit. Calls her a yellow.
Lucky yellow jumpsuit. I was like, if my costume isn't yellow, I will throw something. I swear, I was like, I have to have a yellow costume.
Katya said that was her favourite dance.
Yeah.
Of course it was.
If she hadn't said that, we would have been very upset.
I mean, to be fair, Shrek was a close second. So, let's not forget it. There's a lot of men out there, Kevin, who would be very inspired by you because Irish men aren't exactly known for their dancing skills or their comfort in dancing. Has this experience taught you anything about your sense of self at all? It's a very loaded question.
Hello,
isn't it?
Hello. And go.
Listen, live life for today is the most important thing. And, you know, the next time you're at a wedding, just get up and dance.
There we go. Oh my God, Kevin, will you come to my wedding? Because I would absolutely love to see you on the dance floor. That is an official invite, by the
way.
That's not me messing around. I'm making Eileen Dunn come as well. Like, there's a whole host of people that are on the way. Guys, I just need your like top moments from Dancing with the Stars each.
Oh. Well, that's a hard one, isn't it? Yeah. Top moments.
This isn't going to be the hardest.
The day I met you was my top moment.
Oh, Kevin! Don't do that to us.
Sorry, Rebecca, did it throw you over the edge when he said it was like dancing with his daughter? I was gone.
Yeah, no.
Gone.
That's a very special comment for me. No, that's very, very special. So,
you're going to have to say the same thing.
No, honestly, I think... Dedication Week was the one for me because you... were so upset about the previous week. You were like, I can't believe I went on the wrong foot. And you were so in your brain. And you'd worked so hard that week. And it was very, very difficult. And there was so much pressure that, you know, you wanted to do so well for Catherine, but also for yourself. So it was just one of those where the minute you nailed that routine, I was just like, I mean, that was the day I cried.
I cried that day.
I was so emotional because I just wanted it so badly for him. And I wanted him to love it, but also... To get what you wanted to do, which was nail it. You were just like, I just really want to do Catherine Brown. I really want to do it. And, you know, if you'd seen it behind the scenes, he was like, I mean, you were really, really, you know, putting pressure on yourself that week.
Because the audience, I kind of engaged in the audience.
Yeah, of course.
And I was trying to keep them separate so I could just concentrate on the dance and then engage with them afterwards and before. So yeah. it was quite tough.
That was
an all-rounder. But again, I think that just goes to show too how seriously you did take the show. You weren't on there as like a piss take or anything. It was very
but
much
we were
like,
dancing. Like, we got like a 7.
Yeah. No, got, sorry. Oh, I know.
No.
We got a 9 last night.
You got 3 9s.
And I actually took
3 9s.
I took the battle.
That was brilliant walking off with this.
I think I'm going to get you on Frame It.
I think, give him a 10 for God's sake.
Right.
Give him a 10. I have to ask you a very hard question right now, and that is, who do you guys think is going to be lifting that glitter ball trophy in 3 weeks' time?
$1 million question.
Yeah.
It's a really tough one because you don't know which way it's going to go, particularly when it gets into the final and it's just down to the public vote. I love them all, so they're all great. And I think it would be really good for Jack to win personally for himself. And I'd probably put him.
You're going for Jack.
I'd love to see Jack to win.
Yeah.
Because he seems so natural that he's like gifted with music.
Oh,
stuff. He's really, really gifted.
Yeah, absolutely insane.
I love Danny, love Katie, love Reese. No, and this is the thing.
It does become a massive family unit. So what you then have, it's like, you know, every week when someone
gives
like
name.
A body part.
Gives a name.
Give us a name.
I'm going
to... We love each other.
I say it always happens on the night because it depends on the dance. But if I have to go with my heart, I would love Jack to win it.
Okay. You're calling Jack Woolley.
I'll go with Jack. Oh,
I mean, Jack's, myself and Jack's Alex, an absolute angel. Like, really and truly.
The biggest highlight for me was my family.
Like,
they got so into it.
Yeah.
And all the things I've done over the years.
It's a great family connection,
goodness,
though, isn't it? Because it's across the board.
Like, Tom was amazing. Like, when we were getting all that grief, like, he stuck with me the whole week. Yeah. And he had to Cork and all that. And then Sophie doing the social media.
Oh, she'd be brilliant.
Laughing at doing the social media.
Howling.
She was answering you as
she was answering me as you. Oh my gosh, there I was thinking I was talking to Kevin Dundon the whole time. I'm robbed. But my whole thing was the fact that every single time I put up a story, it was done like that, and I was like, this man is on the television. Right? Like, I was so convinced you were there just re-Instagram and stories and stuff and everything. Obviously, like, you know, people being mean, I just don't have a bar of it, don't have time for it. You brought so much joy to our television, the both of you, for the last 9 weeks.
Thank you very much.
No, thank you, because it genuinely just brightened up every Fury Sunday that I had. I was just looking forward to it so much.
Can't believe
much.
It's March.
I know.
It's like, what happened? What happened? How is it March?
Thank you so much for coming in with us this morning.
Thank
Kevin
you
Dundon.
Much.
No, honestly, I can't. I'll do this all day. Kevin Dundon, Rebecca Scott. It was so great to watch you every single week. The semi-final of Dancing with the Stars, Fright Night, is back. It airs next Sunday, the 9th of March, 6:30 on RT1 and the RT Player. Guys, I'm going to keep you here for another 10 minutes. So, like,
Dancing with the Stars on RTE 2FM. Sponsored by Hyundai. Take the lead with Insta All Electric. Are you in?